We frequently reported a looming wave of disruptive change in higher education as growing debt and radical changes in publishing and access to university content all means the paths to a degree are proliferating. Assumptions about the length and cost of all kinds of college degree programs are in flux. NYU, one of the best medical schools in the country, along with a few other universities, is set to offer a select group of students the option of completing medical school in 3 years instead of four. Art Kaplan is the director of the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU Langone Medical Center and a good friend of the program. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Art.
Hey, John.
So describe for us, remind us just the arduous length of time it takes to get a medical education that ends in an MD.
It's arduous. You have 2 years of basic science at nearly every medical school, then 2 years of what are called clinical rotations. You dip into surgery, you see pediatrics, you get a sense of the different subspecialties of medicine in the last 2 years. And John, the model was adopted basically in the early 1900s from Germany. A guy from the United States, Simon Flexner, went over to Europe, picked out the place that had the best medical schools, Germany. They had just instituted this 2 years basic science, 2 years clinical science route, and that's what we have.
And that's all from the Rockefeller money, right?
That's right.
That's
exactly right.
They designed medical education in the United States. So is this model outmoded now, and is that what NYU is dealing with?
I think it's outmoded. Let me say, I just showed up at NYU recently, so I wasn't part of the design of this, but it is pretty clear that 2 years of basic science doesn't give you enough mastery of the science to do anybody any good. If you can get that down maybe to a year's worth of work, I think, and keep the clinical activities as they are, I think you're going to be able to get the smartest and the best of the medical school class to push through going summers, starting a little bit early in the 3 years.
And how does this affect our ability to compete with the rest of the world, where doctors are being produced in very, very different kinds of programs all over the world, and some with the remarkable clinical success that are even attracting patients from the United States?
Yeah, it's true. It's highly competitive out there. So if you, NYU's taking a gamble and the other schools thinking about doing this would be too, if you have a reputation of producing a not quite as good medical doctor out of your medical school, you are going to get hurt in the marketplace. But look, it costs about $300,000 or more to get out of medical school, given the tuition costs over 4 years. If you can narrow that down, if you can take some of the weight off the back of the medical student, I think you're going to see more people being able to go into a broader set of specialties. What I mean is, they're not going to pick the high-priced cardiology surgery to go into neurosurgery to pay off their debt. You'll get a much broader range of student out of the three-year program if you don't saddle them with as much debt.
So how much savings would this represent to the average student who decides to opt for the three-year program as opposed to the four-year program? And just, I know we're dealing with general numbers here, but what are we looking at?
You're probably talking about $60,000 in tuition and room and board and books and all the rest of it saved out of that big $300,000 cost. It's significant.
And how many students are going to be selected at NYU, and when would a decision be made whether to continue the program?
So we're putting a toe in the water. 10% of the class, up to 10%, could pick it and go that way. We want to make sure that it's going to work. I'd say the evaluation down the road, probably 5 years out, to see how the students do. The key issue, do you get the residency you want? Do you get to go after medical school to that final bit of training? If you do a three-year run, you're going to get hurt in terms of matching out to those residencies. That's probably the biggest test.
Art Kaplan, director of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center, talking about the shift to a three-year medical education program versus a four-year program. Thanks, Art.